USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi departed Taiwan on Wednesday after a whirlwind two-day trip that included a meeting with Taiwan's president and vows to preserve democracy in Taiwan in the face of Chinese threats.
America's determination to preserve democracy here in Taiwan and around the world remains ironclad.
An unreported abduction of a 12-year-old girl found walking in the road near Dadeville, Alabama, leads to the discovery of two bodies in a house and an arrest. 37-year-old Jose Pascual Reyes could face capital murder charges as the investigation is just underway. Australian farmers near Dalgety, New South Wales, found space debris scattered across their fields last month. An astrophysicist who examined the junk now believes it was a piece from the SpaceX Dragon aircraft used during the Crew 1 mission in 2020. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
High-speed solar winds from a hole in the sun's atmosphere are set to hit Earth's magnetic field today, triggering a minor G1 geomagnetic storm. It has the potential to cause minor fluctuations in power grids, impact some satellite functions, including those for mobile devices and GPS systems. As food banks are once again saving lives during this recession, one such location was forced to close its doors in New Jersey.
The Angels Community Outreach Food Pantry in Pittman, New Jersey has temporarily closed down after running out of food for the first time since opening. The organization's director, Alyssa Darrow, tells Fox News that it's tough when everything costs more.
People that are working, they just don't have enough money at the end of the month to put extra food on the table.
The Consumer Price Index reports grocery prices marked a new 40-year high in June by rising over 10% since last year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Payments and Lending Club is reporting America's economic state is worse than most think. According to the report, 61% of Americans, that's about 157 million adults, lived paycheck to paycheck as of June. That's up from 58% who reported living paycheck to paycheck in May and up from 55% a year ago. Senator Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, told Newsmax last night, China has decided to be the United States' enemy as they violate human rights and attempted to demolish democracies around the world.
I just got back, as you know, from Taiwan. I believe that Nancy Pelosi is doing the right thing. I hope more elected leaders will go over and meet with the military, meet with the elected leaders, meet with the president. That's what I had the opportunity to do. And let them know. But what's the most important thing is get over there, tell them that we're going to support their democracy, tell them that we're going to support them with our, help them with their, getting ready from a military standpoint. So I think that was the most important thing for me to do. I was probably the last elected official to go over there. When I was over there, Communist China ran sorties and complained about me being over there. Their ambassador complained that I was over there. The Taiwanese military had to escort the Chinese planes out of Taiwan airspace. But no, I support Nancy Pelosi going. I support elected leaders going. But I think you send the message when you go over there in person.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.